This is a final update of the Astoria Column. The restoration project is finished, and the newly restored Astoria Column can be fully viewed at the top of Coxcomb Hill. Congratulations to the City of Astoria for continuing to maintain and care for such a historic monument. I do think Attilio Pusterla, the original artist, would be very pleased. Opening this week, Saturday, October 24th, in downtown Astoria, an art exhibition entitled Inspired by the Column. It is an art show and reception featuring the works of the restorers of the Astoria Column. Outside of restoring the monument, the scenic painters have noted careers in the art world. This show, inspired by the Column, displays examples of the artwork the Column painters produce in their regular lives. Included is some imagery related to their time spent in Astoria this summer. Also included in the show is the artwork of Astoria High School students. Astoria art teacher Mick Saragino led his students in a unit based on the mural imagery of the Astoria Column. Their efforts will be displayed. Please join all the artists and members of the restoration team for this wonderful exhibition. Inspired by the Column, Saturday, October 24th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Carruthers Building, 1198 Commercial Street, Astoria. It's on the corner of 12th and Commercial on the north side of the street. This event is graciously being hosted by Terry Sund and the Imogen Gallery, as well as by Jimbo Defoe at the Astoria Coffee House and Bistro. That's it for the Astoria Column updates. Thank you for tuning in. I want to recognize the local band, the Brownsmead Flats, for providing theme music for this program, and huge gratitude to KMUN for hosting the weekly Astoria Column updates, especially to Kate Brister at KMUN, who edited and produced these segments. I'm Rita Christie.
Sure.